Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I am the empty shell of a person post-pride juice box.
And hey, it's me, your girl, Smoochie. Cynthia Smooch.
As you can tell, this is Semi-Qualified Queens, and we're a little bit tired. It is Pride Monday. I don't know how we made it through Pride Month, but we did. How are you feeling, Cynthia?
I'm you know when you have just, like, you're too proud?
I think I'm homophobic, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no, for real, it's so fun to get out there and see everybody performed in fucking Dundas Square this weekend. Did a show in Peterborough, or my hometown, for the first time since being on Canada's Drag Race. Like, it's been a lot of, like, amazing moments in Ontario that I just feel were really overdue. And so if I met you, saw you, thank you for the love. It's been phenomenal. But how has your Pride been, Juice?
Pride was fun. I felt like this was the first Pride I really felt like I was on Drag Race,
you know?
I really felt like, oh, I was on Drag Race, because I basically lived at an airport. I just was home, airport, different city, airport. And so it was wild because I was just traveling everywhere and I was getting to meet all these people that I didn't get to ever meet. Mm-hmm. So it was really beautiful, but oh my God, am I tired?
You know? Yeah. Travel has a level of, I don't know, I think it can take it out of you. I think it's the altitude, it's the change of environment. Mm-hmm. There's just so many moments where you're just like, okay, where am I? What am I doing? Do you have any, like, on-the-road rituals? Do you have, like, do you light a candle? Well,
that's the thing. I am a ritual person. Like, I am so strict with how my day goes when I'm home. Like, I wake up at 6:30 in the morning, I have my mini-wheats, I work out, I come home, I clean, and, like, I go about my day. Like, those things, like, I'm very that with my day. I'm very methodical with my whole day.
Virgo queen.
Very, yes, thriving with that. But when I travel, I still haven't had enough experience traveling with being able to create that routine and to create that kind of, like, that sort of method into doing it. So it's hard, yeah. That structure, because when I go out, I don't sleep. I am up all night. You know, and if I do sleep, it's for like 3 hours. It's, yeah, because something about jet lag, like, throws me mm-hmm. off my schedule. And then, like, and I'm the kind of person, when sunlight hits my skin, I'm awake.
Yes.
There's nothing. I need to be in a pitch black cave. So if the hotel is in a pitch black cave, I will wake up. Mm-hmm. So it's just really weird for me to sort of find it. But I'm working on things. If anyone has any suggestions, you can email us at semi-qualifiedqueenspod.
And when you say their love, when we see people IRL, like, that all goes to the side and you're just like, oh my God, it's also worth it.
Oh, I was on 3 hours of sleep this whole weekend, and when I got to talk to people, yeah, it just woke me right up. You know, you're able to turn it on for, like, you know, the fans and the community is so incredible, but then it's the moment you get to your hotel room and your body's shaking and you're like, I haven't slept in 3 days.
My call time for Priyanka's music video is, like, unruly tomorrow. Like,
yes, please have so much fun. I will not be there.
But you've been in one. You've been in one of the music videos, the, like, movie magic. And so I just want to do it. And, like, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. Marc Andre is doing one of my, a unit for me. Is that how you say his name?
He did
some units for Lemon, and I think he's doing some for the shoot.
Beautiful. No, I don't know him.
I'm, like, kind of redhead. It's like Lilo Confessions.
Oh, you're getting a wig.
Yeah, he's bringing it on set.
Do you get to keep it?
Of course, it's mine. It's an order. And so he's just, perfect timing. He was like, are you going to be at the shoot? Look at our lives, SQ cuties. We're just really that glamorous. It never stops.
We're so glamorous.
It never stops. And I don't want it to.
No, never.
Never, ever. Speaking of things that do not stop.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
I stole your segue. I'm the segue queen now.
I know. I was going to say it. Yes, we are still fucking doing All Star 7. And we have to really discuss this because Canada's Drag Race Season 3 is coming up. And All Star 7 seems to not have an end date in sight. So Juice, what are we going to do?
Juice sends me a text. And it's this meme of the end date of All Stars, All Winners. And this starting premiere date of Canada's Drag Race Season 2, SQ Cuties, there's a bit of an overlap. And, like,
a bit? It's 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks. So we're in a bit of a predicky. And, like, we want to hear from you as far as what you want to, like, see. As Canadian girlies, we're just, like, so bias that a part of us wants to just, like, make sure we do coverage on that. But, like, we gotta pray on it. And just go from there. But we're stressed. So we gotta figure out a way
how to handle it. We are stressed. And I don't think we can emotionally handle 2 episodes a week. That's too much.
No. So I feel like maybe we can be the... there's just a way... We just have to make sure... Like, we start from the jump with our Canadian girlies. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah, maybe we could do...
Fierce is already mad at you.
Yes, Fierce is already angry with me. I can't have her more angry with me by not covering her
They'll
season.
All be listening. Like, trust and believe for the first couple episodes. You definitely, when you get on the show, you, like, say you're not going to listen, say you're not going to read, but you're like, I want to hear what they say.
What I would do is fast forward until I heard my name and then listen.
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, fuck the other ones. I would just listen to that.
Yeah. Skip along. I love Bussy Queen when she, like, edits it so you can see who's, like, they're about to talk about. It's like, give me lowest. Give me the worst. Spit on
she
me, Bussy.
She would give me a rot every time, Bussy Queen.
Every fucking time.
She hated me, yeah.
And I kind of liked it.
I didn't. I was really kind of salty about it. But now that we do this, I'm like, oh, okay, never mind. It's not that serious.
No, not at all. Yeah, you just have to talk about something.
Yeah, and if she didn't like it, she didn't like it. Although, I don't think she liked my finale gown, and I looked beautiful. So, whatever.
Yeah, suck it. Hi, ugly.
Hi, uglies. Anyways. All right, speaking of ugly, Viv and Jinx. No.
Their energy might be ugly because they're a bit salty towards one another. I think that's
what that's what it is. I just wanted to do a segue, but they were salt. But you know what? I liked it.
Yes,
I liked it.
I
wanted drama. They were finally salty with each other. I really wanted Jinx to get pressed though, but I was happy it was a little bit, you know.
Absolutely. I feel like at this point, it's getting real. Shit is getting real.
It's getting to the end. Kind of.
Yeah, apparently not. Like, I really underestimated how many episodes this was going to be. But, we're realizing certain people have 2 stars. Like, Evie literally went from 0 stars at the beginning of this episode to finishing with 2.
Which I like. I like how, like, they can be that twist in the game where someone can go from being right on the bottom to right on top. And I hope they still have a lot of those in, you know? Maybe there'll be a week where there's 3 stars and you get to keep 2 and give 1 away, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I want those kind of things to come in to really switch it up because I don't like this whole clear front runner thing. Mm-hmm. And this really switched it out of that clear front runner.
I want it to be Easter up in this bitch and they have to hide little legendary legend stars up in the workroom. And I'm talking the legendary star count be like 16, 20. Like they find a lot of them. Like at this point you forget like how many we're talking about in grand total. And that's how we pick our top 4, like an Easter egg.
World of Wonder, if you're listening, Cynthia Kiss is here to be on the challenge team.
I'm just giving this away.
Run her to her check, you know? Run her to her check.
Also, so what's our maxi for the week, Juice? Lay it on me. RuPaul walks into the room in a questionable attire. What was he sporting this week? I don't even remember.
Well, she wasn't wearing a drag king look, so I don't remember. If it's not a drag king look, then I don't see it. Yeah. But we are doing my favorite type of challenge, obviously. The legendary legend looks, which is inspired by one of RuPaul's 8 looks, which you can find on Pinterest.
The way RuPaul says Pinterest, she's like, Pinterest.
Pinterest.
My
Pinterest.
Looks from my Pinterest board.
Yeah. She said it, and I was like, oh, okay. It was very Tuve Lu. I think she's doing it on purpose, so we talk about it. I think that's what she's doing.
I love it. It's my favorite. It's almost like I don't want to say I don't want to plug the corporate sponsor, so I'm going to do it in this deranged way. I love it, like, when she says the cash prize, like, dollars. Like, it's like, why all of a sudden?
Dollars.
Like, why is she British for a millisecond? But it made me laugh. I literally had to write it down. I was like, why is she saying Pinterest like that?
Pinterest.
Aw, you're so crazy.
But it's another sewing challenge, you know? They decide to fuck the girls up.
I feel like I like it because it's one of those things that is hard to do. It's at this point in... Drag Race, like the zeitgeist. It's cool to see what someone can make with their 2 fucking bare hands. Yeah. And like this episode, I feel is so impressive as far as like the craftsmanship of some of these queens. And it's just so inspiring and fabulous. And I think kind of beautiful as far as like storytelling for RuPaul to like pick 8 key looks. And then later we'll, you know, he walks through and talks about that with each queen. I thought that was kind of a beautiful, or just like tribute to RuPaul at some point, because it's the all winners. It gets to very be like, this is my legacy. So the top 8, I thought it was a cool maxi, a way to just, I don't know, be just blatantly inspired by RuPaul. Like, I feel like we all are in our little ways. This challenge was very like just officiating that. I liked it.
Yeah, it was giving, was there one it was that you would have wanted to it.
From the Pinterest board.
Pinterest. I would have wanted probably Born Naked. Born Naked. I really liked Shays, like the fabric and Shays, like the pink with the print. I really, really liked that. Or I would have wanted the red one. Which was the red one?
Evie's?
Yeah. What was that for?
That was like CoverGirl, like the supermodel music video.
I think, I would have wanted that one. Because when I remember when I first saw it, I saw that one and I got an idea of something that I think would look really pretty. So I was like, oh, I think that one. That would have been my first choice, the one in all red.
She went, give me the CDs. I'm breaking them. Yeah.
Is there a lavender one? I'll do that. What about you? Which one you would have wanted?
I kind of ditto with the cover girl. And then I'd also be tempted by the gold Despi Awards.
You and gold.
I love gold. And the bunny ears on that. There's just something so charming about that.
Yeah, you'd look cute with that.
I like that one. And then Shays with the pink and the cheetah. I actually think that would be... I switched that. Not the gold. The cheetah one.
You would love a print like that. I only said you and the gold because wasn't it for 2 of your sewing challenges you did gold?
No. Just the first challenge. Oh, wait. No, yes, you're right. Because the second one... Yes, my box was gold. Sorry. You just block these things out with trauma. You just smoke too much weed and then you just think, oh yeah, no, I guess that did happen. I guess that was public.
I remember because I was with someone and I went, oh my God, she has to do so much gold, that poor girl.
That poor girl is dripping in gold. She can't do ugly.
Dripping in gold. I forgot your ugly look. Oh my God.
My ugly
look. Your best
not
look
ugly.
Of the season.
I ran into Brooke and Brad this weekend over Pride, and we got to, like, laugh about these kinds of things. Just this idea of, like, once again, just being like, bitch, that was not ugly. Like, what's wrong with your brain?
It must have been so nice to see them.
It was literally so cool. Brad was saying it was tripping him out because he didn't actually spend that much time with us out of drag up and close like that. Like, we were literally just at, you know, like, Woody's.
Oh, wow. How tall is he?
Oh, he's a little guy. You know that. He's
No, I've never met
So
Brad.
I would say he falls somewhere between you and I.
Oh my God, I would fall in love.
Yeah. I would wearing fall in love. Cartier and talking about the Met very casually.
Oh my God. I would make him hold me and I would want his hand softly touching my lower back.
Oh, and we saw Nelly Furtado.
Oh, I saw that.
She was like a bird. She wanted to fly away.
Was she just at Woody's?
Yes, being breathtaking and just, like, so excited to see the queens. Like, everyone just, like, loves Kendall. So it's like, it's just like...
And also, I know we're talking about All-Stars, but we're just going to go off. I just need to... I don't know if Kendall listens, but I already said the store face, so it doesn't matter. Kendall Jenner's makeup.
It's getting...
Oh, my God.
It's on a... She's clicking into something here. She's on, a new frequency.
Absolutely stunning. Her and I sat together. We were in a cab headed to something, and I just looked at her and she was talking and I went, I'm going to interrupt you. You look so beautiful. Your makeup is so stunning. And she was like, oh my God.
No,
she's
like
so good.
No, she's definitely picked up on some things. You see yourself on TV and it's just like innate. And then when she's worked with Victor Peters, just got back from a dinner with him. Fantastic.
Glamorous, very glamorous.
Brooks, yes. MUA on the show for all our SQ cuties out there. Victor Peters, very, very talented.
One day I will be able to afford to have him do my makeup, but right now is not that time.
I know. We're not all Priyanka. We can't just have him on retainer. Must be nice. But just like Kendall's picked up on some shapes and some tricks that she's learned with him. So it's
absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, she looked stunning on ET Canada. That was so fabulous. We're just, the girlies are girling.
The girlies are girling, you know? And speaking of the girlies girling, Jinx is trying to hot glue some kind of thing. And never in my life have I related to a meltdown more than watching Jinx go absolutely cuckoo bananas crazy in this whole situation. Like, she is losing her mind. And it is so funny.
She's going wild. Like, literally, I at one point wrote down, what did it say? She's literally going, your weird is laugh.
Yeah. Like, what?
And then someone else saying, the blocking chop. Like, they're so overtired at this point. I think the sewing challenges really do you in because you are literally making what you're wearing. If you don't finish, you're going out in, like, bub kiss. Like, you need to figure it out. Like, literally, whatever you're making, you have to wear. So I find them very creatively draining. And so I feel like they're all getting,
think about
like,
how
cookie, like,
long
hour.
The days must be, you know? Yeah. Because, like, when the day one is a long day, because there's God knows how many of you. But the days slowly get a little bit easier as there's less and less girls to put down the runway, less and less girls to critique, you know? Mm-hmm. It's still a long day because you can add more things in, but it's not as intense. They're doing this whole thing with the exact same amount of girls. The days must be crazy long.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought about that actually at one point. There's no pecking order where, like, ultimately we see more screen time of each girl, but it's each queen. But it's, it's interesting that way. This whole season it's been like an interesting experiment, I feel like, as like a new formula for the show. You're right. It has its own pace. So I feel like, they're extra tired right now.
Very sleepy, but okay. Maybe they're in each other's rooms partying all night. Maybe they're like, we're winners. You can't keep us in our rooms.
I would hope so, somehow.
Oh, my God. Let the girls live, you know?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so they're working away, and I feel like, who's thriving in the workroom? I feel like I kind of was worried Raja was, like, kind of doing the same thing again with, like, her structure like she did for the original sewing challenge.
Yeah. I mean, we both know the only person who's thriving is Trinity.
Trinity is literally,
Trinity.
Like, I can't even describe. We'll jump in when we talk about the runway looks, but just like, she's just so great. I like jumping to the sewing machine, finishing her look, helping other people out. It's like, I don't know, she's just like in her element.
Calm, cool, collected, like it's nothing. I didn't know she could sew that well.
Yeah, I guess.
Did I just not pay attention on her season and her other all-stars? Like, could she always sew this well?
Maybe sometimes it's like, it wasn't like she was too good at sewing that there was never any like drama around it. So other seasons they focused on like the hot messes.
Maybe.
Like they didn't include her just thriving.
I don't know. It's like these are the most beautiful things I've seen like on a stage that's been made.
Yeah, like, literally.
So gorgeous. But anyways, shall we go to the main stage?
Yeah, I mean, like, jumping in, like before that, like Rue walks around, he comes into the workroom and he gets to like talk with each girl. And again, I don't you think it was sweet? Like, I feel like that moment with each look. Or do you think it was cheesy? This episode did kind of lag for me a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, for me, that sort of lagged. It also felt like a bit of, like,
too self-indulgent.
It was a little self-indulgent for me. You know, and it felt like each girl had to have that tender moment on why they chose that look. Like, why did my look inspire you so much?
Last week it was tenderoni. This week it's just tender.
Anthony, can you add a ba-dum-bum-ching, please?
I need.
If you can. I would
you
love
get your
that.
Bonus.
We'll give you a bonus.
We'll pay you per sound effect, actually. So it's a rate base. Like, if you want to make that nickel, you can just keep...
Send us an invoice.
Yeah. Okay, so last week I used 107 sounds.
That's going to be it's going to be $10 a sound, so...
Worth it. So yeah, this part of the episode was just like, you know, I did think it was cute, but I was also cleaning my hotel room.
Yeah, that part I was just kind of like, let's just get to the, I want to see the looks. Let's go.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Let's dive right in. RuPaul walks out in an amazing hot pink velvet gown held together by this like giant chunky gold chain where the velvet is like interweaved through the metallic, like through the chain itself. I thought it was very, very sexy. I vibe.
The nude illusion was perfect, I found. Literally. Just that beautiful. I wish it wasn't as matte because her skin shines so well. I wish it had a bit of a shine to it. Mm. But otherwise, beautiful.
I see that.
Yeah.
I get that. Like, I think I know, got enough in the chain. Like, that gave me the, like, the, like, I don't know.
Yeah. It was just, I almost wish it was that, like, skin latex, you know, so it looked, ooh, like she was naked under it.
Ooh, I can fuck,
you know,
that.
Imagine if she that. Just had that beautiful, like, a breastplate skin latex under it.
You should, oof, do that trick, though, with the chain and the, like, weaving through. I could see you doing, like, a really hot piece. Like,
I could
juice.
Do that.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that for you.
Show, I could fuck butt. With that. Oh, yeah. Ass the booty. Right out. Just so much. Somebody walked up to me in Lethbridge, one of the other performers. I think it was,
Leth,
I think,
Vegas.
It was Rose. Yeah, yep, Leth Vegas. I think it was either Rose Butch or Dana Hart came up to me and said, I took a photo of your butt, and just showed me a photo of my butt. And I was like, oh, it's a good picture.
Yeah, you got a great ass. I really,
thank you.
It's well documented, too.
Well, yeah, it's very well documented.
When you're old, gross and saggy, you can show the people you want to impress and go, my ass.
Look at that.
This
ass.
Is my ass.
This is my
look
ass.
At that ass. That was my
rock,
ass.
Rock fucking hard. I'm hoping when TV. I'm old and saggy, it's still gonna be that hard. Hopefully.
Oh my god, no, totally. It'll be like a rock hard ass, and then like just like old person skin around a rock hard muscle.
I'll just have like a tuna can thing on the back of my neck that I roll skin up, yes, so it always stays tight. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, just like always. One. Growing clip.
Yeah, constantly just keep folding into it. Okay, disgusting.
So we've got RuPaul on the main stage, and our guest judge this week is Betsy Johnson. Oh my god, as
she
we
looks
live and breathe
in, I know, right? She looks nuts too. Nuts. I love it, but she looks crazy.
You know she went bankrupt, right?
Yes, her business, and I, like, loved her stores.
I know, such cute little, like, I don't know, I feel like that was the, like, alt cool girls, like, prom dress for a while, like,
right? But imagine even now, like, but with that resurgence of, like, Y2K, a, mm-hmm, Betsy Johnson outfit,
the color palette alone,
oh my god, she would be a rich. I think if she were to come out with, like, a boutique, and, absolutely, for, like, Gen Zers, people would rush to it.
I agree. I feel maybe that's what, mm-hmm, this is. She's like testing the waters. Like, Tuve Lou dropped her album like right after that episode.
Oh my god, if she opens up you and I get on the plane, bitch.
Oh,
I'm going.
There. Betsy?
Yeah.
Size
Miss Betsy.
10/12.
Yeah, yeah. My ass looks really good. I look lovely in velvet, as does Miss Cynthia. And Cynthia. We are available to walk in the first show. We're available.
Cynthia Smooch.
Cynthia Smooch. I'm Cynthia Smooch.
I'm Cynthia Smooch. So we love Betsy doing a fucking split. 3 seconds after being on the screen, she's there. She's here. She's here for the queers. And yeah, we get into it. So our runway, who kicks it off, none other than Evie Oddly. What do we think of this look, her take on the legendary legend looks?
I really liked it. I didn't see a lot of the inspiration in it. Because it was so, the inspiration was so red, and this had a little bit more of that, like, kind of golden orange metallic to it. But I absolutely loved the pants, the gigantic, big, yes, big pants. I loved her, like, tiny little pussycat wig with the little bits of red and orange in it. Her makeup, mm-hmm, looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. I was a really big fan of the look. I thought it was really cool and very Evie.
Very Evie. It was fun to see a really well-matched material to the reference, but then flipped upside down. Like in Rue's look, it was like a red tulle with almost a more orangey bustier, but then she had a more orangey pant, like a palazzo pant, and then the red tulle as the like shrug part of it, which then had the tulle. So I thought she flipped it and reversed it, and I was here for it.
Oh, maybe that's why. Maybe it's because there was so much orange, I just didn't realize.
No, totally.
Yeah.
For the runways, I really sit down and I like watch. Then I stop cleaning the apartment.
You're like, get it.
And then
I'm
like, okay, I've got a podcast.
I have to be professional. No, but I really liked it. Like, no complaints, you know? I thought it was gorgeous.
Next, we have Viv, and my notes are, looks very good.
Yeah, like, that's all you wrote. Looks very good. I thought she looked like a Barbie doll.
So
you know?
Beautiful. I think my notes were really underselling that. She looked like Madonna at the Met the year that she went with Marc Jacobs, and the Louis Vuitton collection had those little bunny ear twisty things. That is the reference, that like where that's come from. And like, I think she looked more like Madonna than Rue. I was like,
I agree. Do you know what's so funny though? I was actually watching with my husband, Mr. Box, and he went, you know what? She looks okay. She looks okay for just throwing it together. And I was like, Mr. Box was not a fan of the look, but I really enjoyed it. He was not a fan. I thought you're right. She sort of looked like very like a virgin Madonna. Mm-hmm. And then we go to Shay, who really flipped it. Shady Cool Lady went and reversed that whole look. And I was obsessed with it. Right? I was absolutely obsessed with how she did the fabric, how she did her makeup. Mr. Box was a fan of this one too, by the way.
I loved the print, but it left me wanting more. I was like, ooh, if that could have gone down the rest of it. Because the thing about the original inspiration, it was such a big gown with that print. I felt like just in the sleeves, because it was ruched, we just didn't get enough of it. I wanted to see that just like head to toe.
Did you wish that it was the pant too?
Yeah, like the tight, the spray-painted cheetah or leopard, just to the heel. Because without it, I was just like, ooh, I just wanted to get that, like, you know, the Balenciaga fantasy.
Balenciaga!
You know how it's like, Balenciency. but yeah, overall, loved it. I said, like, the concept, the silhouette, 11 out of 10, and that print just would have been the, like, extra oomph. And I know she was stressed making that print. Like, she was actually running outside and like spray painting. But I thought she did a good job.
I mean, the print she did beautiful. Like, she did a gorgeous job on the print. But I agree. I think if it was the pan, it probably would have put it over the edge. Like, been like, she probably would have won the challenge. But
I would have put them on and said, Trinity, spray paint my legs.
Spray paint me now, bitch.
She's like, girl, I'm just trying not to get blocked.
Girl, I'll do it. You know, let's go.
Well, shit.
Your Trinity is actually really well done. That is a wonderful job on your Trinity. And speaking of Trinity, her fucking look was insane.
Oh my God. How
do you do that?
How the fuck did you make that in the amount of time? Like, I just like the minutes fly by in that environment and you're almost already playing catch up. Like, you have to know exactly what you're doing from the jump. And I feel like that silhouette was just so complicated. But then she did so many layers of, like, gathered tulle that I just don't know how she did it in that amount of time. Like,
it's not her first rodeo. But
doing.
I will say she did a mermaid gown for the first one.
Yeah.
In the red latex. So this is still a mermaid gown. So maybe she's just very good at mermaid gowns,
has one mermaid gown pattern.
She has one mermaid gown pattern that she's just like, this is going to wow them the fuck off.
That and a train, girl.
Because already, like, listen to us. We're, like, losing our minds over it. It was beautiful. But I will say, I think both of them were mermaid gowns. It's just this one didn't have the long train. But.
Loved it.
Sorry, I yawned. But I loved the little bow at her neck, the gloves that had, like, the tulle coming out. Mm-hmm. I am going to say, because it was so beautiful, I am going to be nitpicky. I didn't like the stonework
With those pre-made appliques that she kind of just, like...
It looked like she just sort of threw stones, like, randomly on, like, especially on the chest and the like rim at the top, it felt like they were just sort of randomly thrown on. And I was like, this outfit's so beautiful. Why are they just sort of like, bah, 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 you know? Mm. But that's just me being absolutely so picky because everything about it was fucking insane. Mm-hmm. You know?
Just so lovely. Literally amazing. Mm-hmm. And then we have Raja walking down the runway, stretching her stuff. And I have to admit, I hate saying this, but I felt it was a little messy for me.
And I'm excited for Twitter to come for you.
I love Raja. And I just feel like this one reminded me of the gold look as well with the structure. Like last time she basically ran the gathered gold through that piping to make the silhouette. And so it just, I would have wanted to see something a little different than that. And that one look she wore the week where her photo shoot was like under the sea with like a crystal ball or whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're seeing the same silhouette. It's kind of this A-line, drapey, and I just want to see something different from Raja. So when it came to a design challenge, that's the one time to be like, okay, what have I brought? What could I do a little different? I don't know. Am I brambling? What did you think of it?
No, bramble. No, brambling. I kind of agree. It was a little bit messy. It felt like I wanted her to take off like half of it.
Yeah.
You know, and still, mm-hmm. I still liked those shapes that she had put on. I liked the draping of everything. I liked the way her body looked. Her body looked incredible. The hair was so beautiful, I loved the hair.
The side pony was very born this
week. I loved the hair.
I'm beautiful in my way.
But it was just I will say the front looked very bulky and saggy. It felt like she had just sort of fell into the fabric when it didn't feel like it was draped. Like her other things have felt very draped on purpose. This sort of felt like thrown on. But it was still beautiful. It just wasn't my favorite Raja look. You know?
Sometimes I feel like that's when you need, like when I make a gown with my partner, Vincent, maybe I'll start a project and then have that outsider eye look at me from like almost an audience perspective and say like, oh, what if we like gathered here or like tucked this or changed the shape? I think the problem in this design challenge is you don't really have as much of that vantage point. You're quickly making it so fast that she could have probably trimmed some of it and given it a little more like soft sculpture.
Yeah,
but
belted it.
It needs just a belt. Can we get just a Betsy Johnson belt, please? Immediately, please.
Can you get me DeMarshall Ye?
I've got Patrick.
Thank you. All right, but yeah, moving on. Jinx walks out, our hot glue goddess. Hot glue diva.
She's got no glue what to do. I think it's a huge step up from her last design challenge, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it's impressive for hot glue. It's still not good, but it was impressive for hot glue, you know? She made a bodysuit.
She made a bodysuit, and, like, I thought the asymmetrical blue pantyhose was a choice. And
I liked it.
I think it resonated. Like, it made me stop, think, and I went, okay, I think I like it.
Yeah,
it was just extremely asymmetrical. Like, it just was going, like, asymmetry full send. And, like, I really didn't like her makeup. I thought the lip was, like, jarring.
Yes, I didn't like the lip.
The lack of lip, I was like, Like, I was like, oh, my God, that's a thin lip.
And I think if you're going to do a thin lip like that, it needs to be very much true to the era that you're going for. And it just sort of felt like, no, I'm just going to do the lip. You know, the rest will just kind of throw to the wind. So it was like, but you could tell that she was like, I'm not winning this week. So let's just do what we can do.
Totally. Because she's like, I'm blocked. I don't really care. Can't win a legendary star anyways. Thanks, Viv.
Legendary.
We have Jada walk through the runway. And I liked this. I just did not like the proportion of the shawl. I just wish it was a little bigger. I wanted it longer.
I liked it. I don't think it was my top favorite, but it was beautiful. It was very well executed. It's a very hard fabric to work with and a very hard shape to do. So I thought it was really beautiful for that. I will say I hated the hair. It looked like a helmet.
It's kind of like cauliflower or something.
So it was just, do you want to know what bugged me about it? It wasn't the shell of it. It wasn't the shell. I liked the shell. I liked the shape of it. Beautiful. But when you're going to do a black hair, like a black root, mm-hmm. and it's not, and the hairline isn't like plucked, or there mm-hmm. isn't a baby hair or something. It's just that like hard line hairline yep. till the ear to ear. Mm-hmm. It just bugs me. You mm-hmm. know, it's just like, this could be so beautiful if it actually looked like hair and it looked like a wig that she had just placed on her head. And I was like, yep. everything else is so nice. Like, what is this like dunk on your head? But that was just me being like, oh, God, I hate those hairlines.
It was giving Super Mario Toad.
Yeah, like, and it was just the hairline. The hairlines bug me so much. Like, and I think maybe it's just my own trauma from wearing rooted wigs like that. And it just looks like so fair. Bad.
Yeah, mm. you just know you can do better.
Yes.
The volume on the wig was phenomenal, though. Like, it was, oh, that beautiful. Was fun. So just a quick venting of, like, just some of that density. I think that's the, like, that's the difference between, that's, you know.
Yeah, that's
getting
the fantasy.
Getting it right and getting it wrong.
That's the fantasy, you know. But what did you
that's
think?
That's the fantasy. I kind of agree. I thought the wig was not necessarily, like, giving it to me. Other than, like, I felt like it almost... It sort of worked, but it didn't. And then just the shawl was too small. I wanted mm-hmm. that to at least touch the floor.
Yeah,
like,
it didn't.
Touch it felt like she kind of like had like a napkin. Like at a dinner party.
A lady do carry a napkin.
A lady never. Exactly. Well, I've got to do my thing. I'm taking my napkin, of course.
Yes, of course. I'll be taking my napkin. It's almost like a man with a handkerchief is a woman. She takes her napkin.
And then we have Monet strut her stuff. And, like, I feel like, I don't know, I felt like I saw in her strut, I feel like I saw, like, a lack of confidence in her strut. Like, she almost knew she didn't, like, nail this. Is that just me? Is this me weirdly analyzing this? I feel like she knew she wasn't, like, on top this week.
I mean, I didn't get that vibe. I really liked it. And I thought everything about it was beautiful. But maybe she did feel sort of... have that feeling of like everyone else's was so glamorous that she was just like, I'm just gonna front and back this and be done, you know, because hers was a lot more simple and everyone else's were like so over the top. And hers, mm-hmm. I think the only thing that made hers over the top was the pattern. But mm-hmm. even then, like the sort of like belted corset thing she had mm-hmm. on, I wasn't a big fan of. It felt very like bar costume, you know, with that belt thing on. Well, like yeah, it was just like,
you could probably get that at like a Halloween shop. And so the only thing about it that was fun was the implementing of those prints, but then it just didn't pop off in comparison to some of the silhouette play. It was once you added the feather that it was almost like, you know, this isn't enough.
Yeah, it was just
she
sort of like...
too long on a hat. It was like, oh, it's crazy, I'm making a hat. Like, this is going to, like, pop off. But it was almost, like, arguably ready to wear.
Yeah, it felt like I could buy it sort of anywhere.
You know? So I felt, I don't know, I just kind of felt like she didn't have that, like, strut that she knew, like, I nailed this. So I kind of felt bad.
Yeah,
but
that's okay. But I still really liked it, and I thought she looked beautiful.
Yeah, it was cool. It was definitely cool. And I props to the earrings outside of the face bikini.
I know, iconic. Like, go off. I mean, you're still going to accessorize. Good for mm-hmm. you. So that wraps up everyone on the runway, and we get to the top two, and it's Jada and Trinity. What do you think? I think Trinity is obviously... like an obvious choice.
I feel like Trinity makes complete sense. She was helping people out in the workroom. The runway was like amazing basically because of her. So her Trinity mm-hmm. makes complete sense to me. Jada, I liked, but I think I would give it to Shay.
Yeah, I would say Shay or even Viv.
Yeah. I just think the Shay making the print, that was like above and beyond. Like she had to like really... Like, that was Rue's favorite dress, going on and on about that's, like, arguably their favorite dress.
Yeah.
You have to do the print. So that was, like, a real challenge. Viv got to drape immediately, and, you know, I would say Shay had a little more of, like, a task at hand.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it was... Jada just wasn't my top two. Not saying Jada didn't deserve it, but she just wasn't my top two for this week. But good for her. Very happy. Very happy.
It was the
hair.
It was the hair.
It was the. But that's my own traumas. You know, she still looked great. But
I'm projecting. It's not you. It's me.
So we go into the lip sync, and oh my god, what was the song again? I'm blanking.
I don't know.
You didn't get it.
It was some sort of sensual song. I thought it was a J-Lo song, but I wasn't sure.
No, it's not a J-Lo song. It was good, though. It just, it, for me, it was very one note, you know? It wasn't my favorite lip sync, you know? But I liked that they just were, like, hot girls. Like, it was very bar number, you know? And I was like, okay. I needed a lip sync that wasn't all jokes. So I was like, okay, this is good.
The lip syncs this season just made me laugh. It's like two girls getting up and going, scoochie woochie woochie. No one's going home and someone's getting paid $10,000. And it's just like, no one's ever really stressed out. They're all just like, scoochie woochie woochie.
Yeah, it does feel like that.
Every time I'm just like, I barely fucking care.
Do you know what's so funny?
It's so bad.
I was watching with Mr. Box.
I know, we say it every time. I'm so sorry, everyone.
No.
We need to think of new things to say. But it literally, this week in particular, I was just like, this felt like such a funny energy to like end, finish the show.
Yeah.
It made me laugh.
Mr. Box and I were watching it, and I was like, yeah, it was cute. And he goes, oh, God, that was awful. I was like, sir. He was like, oh, I hate
kind of like smashed butts.
Oh, I didn't know if that was on purpose or what happened. Was she just slid into her hole? Like, what?
Well, it's a bit of both, right? Like, you kind of, it's yes and. It's improv.
Yeah.
Like, lip syncing, you know?
But it's like they're all just having, it's not that it's a bad lip sync. Like, Mr. Box is just ruthless. Like,
girl, you're going to hit my butt.
Girl. But it just feels like there's no stakes. Again, no stakes.
And yet, fat payout. I'm almost jealous of the fat tip that I'm like, I want to see more.
I try not to think about it.
I want to see more like silky, like tricks, like little gimmicks in their,
yeah,
in their performances. Like, I feel like
I miss that.
I miss a little bit of that because I'm just like, I want you to really just like take it and run with it. Like, I feel like sometimes it's just like they've had a long week. And
yes.
I'm just like, oh, well, okay, I want it. Deuces.
I feel
I'm
like,
not locked this week. Let me just dig it,
dig it. I feel like All Stars went from no tricks to we saw tricks and then it turned into the reveal show. Like, how many girls can do how many reveals over and over and over.
Yeah.
To now, I think we're reverting back to the, like, just do the lip sync.
A la carte.
Because I can't see you rip off another giant cloak into a tiny bodysuit that's going to rip off into a two-piece. You know, it's just like it was starting yes. to get too predictable.
Totally.
Yeah. It's like the finales with the where everyone just looks like a giant bulbous form. And it's just like, I wonder what they're going to reveal into.
My favorite would be if a queen never took anything off. It was just like,
oh my God, it'd be so funny.
Oh, really? An insulated jumpsuit? You look quite bulky.
Or imagine off. She keeps revealing and it's the same insulated bulky jumpsuit over and over and over. It's just never changing.
I could see Tiffany Box pulling something like
that. Oh, she would do that. She would stupid.
Bitch performed Wicked during some sort of brunch at Pride.
Playdate.
The girl, shout out to your drag daughter, Tiffany Box, at Playdate. Literally had 15 minutes to go from Tiff to Elphaba from Wicked.
Elphaba.
I don't know. I think I used to know an Elphaba.
No, you're mixing up Elsa and Elphaba. It's played by the same person.
That's what it is.
Not that's so,
so
funny.
Elphaba. Literally, your drag daughter. It requires green makeup, and she literally.
So Tiffany actually worked on Wicked in New York. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think she sort of knew how to switch out because she would see it. I guess
she did it in like 15 minutes. I was so impressed. I was watching her stories, and I was like, "Was that in the same day?"
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Good for her. She had a really good time. Really proud of that one. She works very hard, you know. So good for her.
We love Tiff.
We love Tiff. Tiff, sweet little bean. But speaking of winners, the lip sync winner is Miss Trinity, which I think is deserved because she sort of just did that little bit of extra. And you know what I was actually thinking? You know when you see someone lip sync and the voice matches the person? I feel like the voice matched the person better on Jada. And then I got to thinking, what would be the voice that matches Trinity? And do you know the voice that I think would match Trinity? Anastasia. Like 90s singer Anastasia.
Yes.
Yeah. Does that not sort of make sense?
I don't really know that name.
Oh my God, really?
I'm so sorry.
Listeners, I want you to look up.
Power through the pod, but I was like, I don't want to do you dirty.
No.
Is she like Southern?
No, she's, I'm going to play a little bit for you right now.
Lay it on me.
I'm going to lay it on you. Anastasia. It's very, oh my God, my Disney ass obviously just goes to fucking, do you want Left Outside or I'm Out of Love?
I'm Out of Love.
Here, I'm going to fast forward. But every time you
just let me down, come on, oh, yeah. Be a man about it. I see Trinity.
Does that not give you Trinity?
That gives me Trinity.
That gives you Trinity. I don't know how that's going to sound on my audio, but if it does, just keep it. But yeah, I feel like that's very, very Trinity's drag voice. When I see drag voice, that's what I would see. I'm sorry, that's a tangent, but...
Girl, this episode's been tangents. Our podcast is tangents. I totally see what you're saying. And yet, Trinity took it, even though not being the, like... seeing, like, looking at the voice as this song in particular,
you
thought it was more Jada's.
I thought it was, well, no, I just mean, like, the voice matched up a little bit more to Jada's, I think, personality-wise, but I feel like Trinity did a bit more. Like, she did the knee slides. She did the sort of, like, flips and stuff when I feel like Jada only really did the sliding split. That's that split that barely touched the ground, too.
That one was funny.
It reminded me of her, have you seen her TikTok of I'm So Drunk?
No.
Oh, Jada does this thing where she does
young juice.
She does this thing at a show, and it's a jump split. But the jump split, like she that her pussy doesn't. I would say 5 feet from the ground. Yeah. So she goes to do it, falls over, and crawls to the front of the stage. And someone's recording her. And you just hear her scream, "I'm so drunk." It's so funny.
Aww.
Yeah, it's great. It's really great. Jada's just so lovable. Oh my God, she's great.
We love a drunk drag queen. Ain't that just sweet? But she didn't win this week. She wasn't drunk. Win.
Trinity did. No. And Trinity, who does Trinity block?
She fucking sticks it to Evie Oddly, oddly enough.
Which, smart.
Yeah.
Do you think? You don't think?
No.
Really? Who would you have blocked?
I don't know. I think the, like, gifting her a legendary star, it's like, we've got a lot of season, like, left to go. Like, her track record wasn't, like, fire a couple weeks ago. Like, there was a reason she hadn't racked up stars. One was literally given to her. Mm-hmm. And so then she did too technically do well in this week, and everyone's always like, she's amping up. Like, she's amping up in the competition. It's like, that could mean anything. Like, literally, it's so classic for, like, a girl to, like, rise and fall. Like, burn too bright too soon. So, I don't know. I feel like if I was actually worried, it would be Jinx, because Jinx is brilliant.
But yeah, but Jinx, she had been...
I'm glad no one did.
I feel like if she was blocked every week, like, she would start to, like, lose her mind. She would be like, okay.
Do you imagine? She would be like, okay, this is too much. I'm officially not enjoying this, okay? I thought I was here to show some talent, but, like, I really would like the money, please.
Yeah, your Jinx is really good. It's really on the mind.
I love listening to her on TV. She's such a, like, she's such a joy to watch. Like,
she's
every
so
week
special.
Gets to be just so, I love her.
She's her laugh.
Like this season. Oh, that I can't do. I don't know if I can, I don't know if I can do it.
You got to practice the laugh, because once you can get the laugh down, you're golden, because the laugh is perfect.
Literally.
It's so good. But yeah, what did you think of the episode? Yeah.
I thought the episode was great. I thought it was the perfect thing to do, just winding down post-Pride. you know, just when I've just been dragging nonstop, I just want to watch more drag. It's just like, more drag, please.
Me too. I really enjoyed it. It was a very, again, very easy watch. I find this season is just a very, like, lighthearted, easy watch. But it was good. But you know what I will say? I've got a shout out right now. Is if no one has watched it yet, run to your TV and go and watch Drag Race France. Have you watched it?
I started creeping them on Instagram tonight. They're very chic.
They're, oh my God. Cynthia, so I need to just, like, gush about it. It is so beautifully done. There's so much, and Nikki as a host, I messaged her already. She puts so much, like, heart and, like, love into it, and you can really see she's so passionate about it. And just, like, all the girls are just so chic and French and cool. Mm-hmm. And just like, I'm a fan. Every single person who walked into the workroom, I was like, I'm a massive fan. Like, you are incredible. You're amazing. Every last one of them is so cool. The talent show. My friend tweeted Fisher Price.
They started with the talent show.
Oh, they started with the talent show. Spoiler alert. Lovely. So they start with the talent show. My friend tweeted, Fisher Price from Toronto tweeted, all the U.S. Drag Race girls, when they perform, they're acting like Ariana Grande. But you go to France and all of these girls are like, oh, my cigarette, and turn into Edith Piaf. Because they do. Yeah. Oh my god, that you should, girl, you have to watch it even just for the talent show. It is so beautiful. It's so well done. I love, big fan.
I saw it pop up on Crave. I was like, work. And then I said, yeah, I creep them on Instagram. They're all very, very the taste level. And I love Parisian French. It sounds so lovely.
It's so delicious. And La Grande Dame, oh my god. Mm-hmm. She's so beautiful. And out of drag, Ooh, that deep ass voice. Holy shit. But yeah, sorry. That was me.
Thrusty.
My thrusty started throbbing. Oh my God.
Well, I mean, who knows? There's just so many drag races. We can't cover everything, but we can look.
Yeah.
You know, we can enjoy.
We unfortunately appreciate. Can't cover that one because we're already sort of doing some stuff, but I did want to give it its proper sort of moment.
Absolute. We should keep doing shout outs. We can have a French fast stop.
Yeah, we'll have a stop off in France, you know.
Yeah.
So it's so good.
Now for the Tour de France. A little like bicycle.
But I think we're going to go to a certain section that we haven't been able to do in a bit. We're going to read an email from one of our listeners.
Yay! I was so excited what you said. We had some people reaching out. We love hearing from you.
Yes, we did have, we had one email of someone giving us a lot of very cool Dolly Parton facts that we wanted to know. So we very much appreciate that. And that was from Mark Craig, gave us all of those really cool Dolly Parton facts. So thank you so much for that. I'll give you one of them. Dolly has appeared twice in taped messages on Drag Race. Michelle Visage has said it's always scheduling and long shoot dates on why they can't lock Dolly down. And Dolly has a past of not wanting to judge other people's talents, which is beautiful. Love that for Miss Dolly.
And that makes sense because we were like, why hasn't she been on the show? And that's why.
Exactly. Like, why hasn't Miss Dolly been there? We need to see Miss Dolly. And then
it's so cool. It's like we're having a really long conversation. It's like letter mail with our with our listeners.
Just beautiful, like, moment, because we were talking about Dolly last week and now we get to chat about it. And then this week we have a message from Aria M, and I'm gonna read the email to you right now. So, you two are so soothing to listen to. That's why I wanted to read it, because it's a compliment. Thank you. With Canada's Drag Race 3 approaching, I'm excited we'll have Canadian queens discussing it. I would love if y'all could incorporate some pop culture and history references to help educate others internationally or who just may not know. Marta Mama has an amazing series on España, shout out Marta Mama, where all the background info is helpful for context. Talking about the designers' outfits more in depth too. Even being born and raised here, I'm sure I could learn a thing or two. Now, here's the question. What would you like to see on Canada's Drag Race Season 3 your season did not get, whether it's a challenge, something in production, editing-wise, etc.? Thanks, cuties, Ari.
Aw, I love you, Ari. Mm-hmm. I love that you said we're soothing. That's such a choice word.
Soothing.
Not to be crass, and for all my sober folks out there, don't hate this answer, but booze. I hope they have alcohol, because the Untucks would be a lot more interesting.
I agree, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even alcohol. A sober girly, when my castmates were drinking, it made them more loose, because not everybody can loosen up sober.
I'm telling you, DragCon, the House of Love cocktails, that was like a different cast.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't wait to see that.
Y'all, I'm so excited. Plugging that one more time. The Voss tour. Check it out.
Yes. If anybody would want to see the cast of season 2, they're going to be going on stage all over Canada. Tickets are available right now. So please go and see all of our season 2 sisters. It's going to be an incredible show.
It will be fun. It's definitely going to be like, I don't want to be dramatic, but it's probably the last time, like, realistically, all of us could do one thing at the same time with the winner, with Brooklyn. So it's kind of like your little capsule for season 2. Mm-hmm. If you loved it. We love you.
I would say I would want, there's two things I would want for them. I want Celine Dion to be there. Because I think that that would just be absolutely insane to have Celine. Because I wanted Celine Dion on my season. Like, I was, when I got eliminated, I went to Michael Bickerton, who was our main sort of like producer, director, everything. And he was helping me to my hotel. And I looked at him and I said, you just have to tell me one thing. Is Celine Dion going to be here? I just want to know, just to calm my mind. Because if I miss that, I will be so upset. And he just looked at me and he very quietly said, no, she's not going to be here, babe. Don't worry. And I was like, oh, thank God.
So, okay. I can live with that.
Oh, thank you so much. That. Thank you. But yeah,
but
I would
Shania
say.
Shania Twain is.
No. But I would say yes. I would want Celine Dion there for them. And I would want, I want them to be so famous, you know? I want them to be able to, like, travel. I want them to be able to just go around and meet fans. I want them to not have lockdowns. Because even with our seasons, like, even with your season, we had, there was lockdowns, you know?
There was no billboard in Dundas Square.
There was no billboard in Dundas Square. Yes, that is a very soft topic right now for the girlies.
We are so excited for our season three girlies right now.
I
tip my wig to you.
Yes, I had a billboard in Dundas Square, so I cannot be upset, but...
You know what? I'm a middle child. I'm I have two siblings.
You know
so
what?
Three. I'm used to it. I'm used to it. It's
all Gucci. You're it's also all in. Gucci. You're in Brat Pack, and you could be the middle girl in Brat Pack too. It's okay.
It's kind of how it works. I'm telling you. I find comfort. We recreate our family structure.
Exactly. Drama. Yes. But it is better to be happy for those that are in our family than to, you know.
I'm being like salty for the pod. I am so excited. Everyone that I've met from season three, I'm just so excited for everybody. It's so wonderful to like see this from almost like your side this time, Juice. Like what we went through as far as we're like, oh god, it's happening. Like, I don't know, once the show's on, the viewing parties, all of this, it's so excited. We can't wait to cover it.
Yes.
Potentially talk to some of them.
Yes, we might have some of them come on the pod. That might be a thing that might be happening.
It might be a thing that we could pull off. I think that would just be so cool. Mm-hmm. We know a lot of our analytics, a lot of our listeners are in Canada. And so to cover a Canadian season, I feel like this is a very exciting time. It was kind of what we were craving with UK versus the world. And
yes.
We had Jimbo and Lemon.
That was
so
the...
This time. There will definitely be Canadians on Canada's Drag Race. So
yes.
We're very excited to cover it.
Well, and I think that was maybe the one of the main ideas was we were going to start with Canada or US versus, oh my God, UK versus the world. And then we were going to probably do interviews all the way till Canada season three. But we were just so excited about All Stars that we had to jump on again.
Yeah.
So... We're really excited.
I blame Jinx.
Yes, I blame Jinx. I blame Jinx, that perfect, beautiful girl. So we're really, really excited to get to be able to cover Canada. You know, I think that's just going to be so incredible. It's going to be so amazing. And yeah, I'm really excited to be able to see how the girls do this time and how they kind of handle everything. Don't you feel like a bigger sister now? You know, you want to you want to protect them, but you also want to bully them a bit.
I want to bully them, but then I also want to let them know about taxes. Like, it's a balance.
Yeah, and you want to let them know, like, don't read the comments, you know, don't...
Oh, no. Don't read my comments.
Don't get off Twitter, you know?
Eve didn't mean it. She just didn't have a snack.
Never take Eve's Twitter tweets too personal.
No, you can't. You just can't.
You know what?
She reacted to one of my dancing videos with a cry laughing emoji. And I just was like, I was just dancing in that video. Like, does that make you cry laugh? Like,
next time, just FaceTime her. See what she does.
Next time she's going to post something genuine, I'm going to put the crying laughing emoji. Like, she's being from the heart. And I'm going to go, ha ha.
She's going to be very mad at you.
Good. Love her like a sister. See you on the road.
See you on the road, girly.
Well, my SQ cuties, I think that's wrap.
We went on a really big tangent at the end of this episode. We're so sorry. We hope you enjoyed it.
No, the whole thing is you've got to love it. Mm-hmm. We and our chaotic brains. And thank you for listening every week.
Yes.
If you want to join the madness on Instagram, we're at semi-qualified queens pod. Twitter, it's at SQQ pod. hashtag semi-qualified queens questions, and kind of the OG communication, the email, we're thriving, we're loving it, semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com. Hit us up. I feel like that's kind of like the beautiful, intimate way to make it happen.
And thank you again for listening. We're going to be back next Thursday with a brand new episode of Semi-Qualified Queens covering all stars, all winners. And thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Mwah!